Zeit. Also. Parshas Bamidbar Erev Shavuos Tovshin Ayin Hei Beis Knesset Beis Tefillah. We'll start off with Parshas Shavua, and then Bezat Hashem will continue to Inyoni Torah and Inyoni Shavuos. In this week's Parsha, for the third time we are being counted, and says the Pasuk in Pasuk Beis, Tzu'u es roish kol adas b'nei Yisrael l'mishpar yisom l'veis avayisom. Count the people b'mispar sheimois kol zocho l'gul goloisom. Count the number of their names. Now really, if you're counting by a number, it's a contradiction to a name. Number means you are just a number. You're just one more than the previous number. You're not a person. You're not an individual. You're a number. My Rebbe in Cheder, he had a number on his arm. It was in Auschwitz. Because when you enter the camp, you cease to be a human being. You turned into a number. Cows have numbers. They're not a cow, you're not an individual, you're a cow. You're a number. Right? The factory produces 10,000 cars. Car 1,001 is just one more than 1,000. Car 1,000. Misbar means 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Which is counting. Everyone's the same. But Shemois is your name. Your essence is you. As an individual. Lich'ura, these seem to contradict each other. If you're counting numbers, then you're not counting, it's not individuals. If it's individuals, then it's not a number. Because if you're an individual, you're not just one more than the previous one. Indeed, the Torah is teaching us to combine both. On one hand, everyone is an individual. Everyone has his strengths, his weaknesses, what he likes. Adam Nivra Yechidi. Everyone has his path in Avodas Hashem. But it has to be part of a klal. Don't go wild. Be part of the framework. Find your individuality within the klal, not despite of the klal. We find in Akedas Yitzchok, Hashem gave a bracha to Avram. Ki varecha varechacha, ke koicha ve'ashamayim, ve'kachoyra shasfas hayom. Your descendants will be like the stars in the heaven and like the sand on the sea. Says the Megad Yosef, a beautiful observation. There's a difference. It seems to be repetition. Stars in the heavens, sand in the sea. It's just symbolizing abundance, many descendants. Seems to be repetitious, but there's a big difference. Sand's very important. The sand prevents the sea from washing away the land. It blocks the sea. But what purpose does one grain of sand do? What can be achieved from a single grain of sand? We have a scientist over here. Maybe he'll tell us the great things. But for regular people, one grain of sand does nothing. There's nothing you can do. You can't sell or use a single grain of sand. So what is the purpose? When does sand become useful? What? When you're the rabbim. When you have lots of sand, then it can achieve its purpose. The single grain does nothing. There's no importance to a single grain. By the koichovim, every koichov is a massive world. We see it as a tiny spot, but we know it's huge, gigantic, humongous. It's bigger than the sun. So far away we can see it. It says in the Pasuk, L'chulam she'imois yikra. Every koichav has a name, because Shmocha gives it his name. Every koichav is evil. And therefore, again, it's the same bracha we're getting. On one hand, we have to be like sand. We're all together. Because only then can we achieve our potential. To be a rabbin. On the other hand, to be a koichav, to be an individual. We have to combine them together. Be an individual, but as part of the rabbin. He says the same thing by a bris milah. By a bris, the child gets a bris. You're entering the bris of Am Yisrael. Well, that's like everyone else. On the other hand, this is the time you get your name. At the bris, when you're entering the klal, the bris of Klal Yisrael, you get your individual name, who you are. There's not a stira. It's a combination, being part of the klal and being an individual at the same time. In this week's parasha, we meet for the first time the idea of the tribes, the golim. Every tribe has its flag, and they're camped as part of as individual tribes. Amazing. The question is, what happened till now? This is our third count. Why is it till Chumash Bamidbar? We have not been told Israel camp as individual tribes. The Reuven tribe, the Shimon tribe, the Chulei. Why was it not mentioned till now? It hasn't appeared. The answer is, having every tribe to itself has a downside. It could cause friction. We know that after big games, the police separate the crowds from the losing team, from the winning team. Why? Because it could easily happen. A guy will take out a knife and kill, literally kill, the fan from the other team. Why? Why, Makara? Why are you kidding him? What do you mean? He's from the post. It's my team. He's against my team. There's a big danger when you have groups that it could cause friction. I'm from my group. You're from a different group. Get out of here. Don't see you. Don't know you. There's a danger to that. Being a certain group. Having 12 tribes is dangerous. But what happened now? But if everyone is centered around a center, once we have the Komas HaMishkan, and there's a Mishkan with the Torah in the middle, and now all the tribes are all camped around the Torah, and each one is trying to bring Ashras HaShchina just in his way. There's a Shevet Reuven's way and a Shevet Dan's way. Then it creates a harmony. Then it's not a Sakon. Till now, when there was no Mishkan, there was no Torah in the middle, there was a Sakona to have every tribe to itself. But now there's a Mishkan, there's a Torah, and now we could have every single tribe with its own way, its own Derech Hashem, because they're all centering, all serving the same purpose of Avodas Hashem. Zei Zogt Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in the Emes Yaakov. Beautiful. That's why only after Hakomas HaMishkan, now we meet the 12 tribes. And therefore, the same thing, different communities, different drachim, you have Hasidim, you have Sfaradim, you have many, many different groups, and it's fine. We're not all together. Everyone has his own shevet. That's fine, as long as we're all centered, we're all serving the same purpose of bringing Kvod Shamayim to the world. And in a similar light, Rav Dessler also has an essay. Rav Dessler, Michtav Elio, Chelek Aleph. He also has an essay on the concept of Seder, of organization. He says the three reasons why, three advantages to have Seder. Number one, it just meets the eye. The lower level is, it looks nice. You walk into your house, or someone else's house, and everything's upside down. The clothes are on the floor, and it's big mess, what's known as a pigsty. It just doesn't look nice. It doesn't feel well. It doesn't feel nice. You walk into the house, everything is organized in one place, the clothes are in a different place, the books are in the right. It just looks nice to the eye. You walk into a park, and you have the flowers in a certain corner, you have a path, a nice clean path. If everything's organized, it looks nice. That's one level of Seder. A second level of Seder, says Rav Dessler, just more productive. If you're organized, it's productive. When you're looking for your, when you need a key, you know where it is? You need a certain form, you know where to find it. If it's all balagan, it's all mixed up, it's just not efficient. It takes you an hour to find something, then you don't find it in the end. Right? That's the second advantage of Seder, being organized. But, there's a third level of Seder, which is that different items, which are different, if they're masuda, if they're organized, they can achieve a result that was never there before. Take your car. Can you imagine if your steering wheel was at the back, the brakes were where your hands are, the engine was on top of the car? It wouldn't go. But once you have it organized, there's an exact place where your steering wheel is, the wheels are in a specific place, the engine with all its parts are all set up, they're all different, they're different parts, they're not all the same. They're all different parts, but they're organized in the right way. They together they combine to produce a result that wasn't there before. The screws and the pieces of metal are not a car. Once they're organized, they can achieve a car, they can drive you safely to your destination. And it says the same thing over here. When we're meeting in this, where the Torah goes to great length to speak about Seder, where everyone has to camp, where Machane Shechina is, where Machane Leviyah is. If you walk over, you're Chayav Misa. A Shoyer who turns into a Meshoyer is Chayav Misa. There's a specific way of way things are set up. All the Shvatim, where they're camped, which Machane? There's a head of a Machane. All these things bring together a new essence of Ashras Hashchina that couldn't be achieved before. And that's the biggest mile of Seder. The same thing with Klal Yisrael, different kehilas all have different, work on different things. If we're all together, it's Ki Ish Echad V'Lev Echad, we can bring a new result of Ashras Hashchina that each individual will never have. Each kehila would never have. If we're all together, everyone in his own individual way, every kehila to itself, but together we can achieve Ashras Hashchina. Ki Ish Echad V'Lev Echad. That's how the Zoicha to Kabbalah Satayra. In this week's Haftorah, we meet V'hoya bimkoi ma'ashe yo'om alehem. Instead of what they were told, Loi amiatem, you're not my nation, yo'om alehem, they will be told, Bnei Keil Chai. You are the sons, the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Instead of being told, you're not my nation, we'll be told, you are my children. Wonderful. Improvement from being so down to be so up. Great. The stipend, the Birkas Peretz, asks, what is the word Bimkoim? The implication is, that the same place, from the place where you're so down, you become so high. How's that happen? The pasuk says in Mishlei, Perichov Dalet, Kisheva Yipoil Tzadik Vakam. A tzadik falls seven times and gets up. Rav Hutner used to say, we think that even though he fell down, he got up. He said, no. Because he fell down, he got up. The way for it to be a tzaddik was by falling down. Not that even though he fell down, he's still a tzaddik. Because he fell down and got up, that made him into a tzaddik. Why? Why does Hashem bring this on a tzaddik? He falls down so many times. Why? Says the Stipra. In this world, binyani olam hazeh, we're never satisfied. We'd like more. We'd like to have a bigger house. We'd like to have another car, a summer house. There's always more and more things we aspire to. But there's one area we have sameach b'chelkoi. Where is a person sameach b'chelkoi? Baruch Hashem, I do well. I have enough. Where is that area? Any ideas? Ruchnius. In the world of Ruchnius, we're sameach b'chelkoi. We're great. I do what I have to do. Sameach b'chelkoi, I'm a great Jew. In the world of money and gashmias, we always want more. Ah, we should have more. But in the world of Ruchnius, we're sameach b'chelkoi. Once I was in South Africa, I had to go to a tailor, and I saw he didn't have any mezuzahs in his house. Only in the front door was there mezuzah. I also saw that he had all the, his windows were covered with railings, because there's big security danger, and he was covered by a security firm. I told him, you know, by putting up a mezuzah, HaKadosh Baruch himself guards your house. Isn't it kedai to put up a few mezuzahs? You get protection. You're spending money on security firms. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvedo v'atzmo, he will guard your house, as the story with Unkelus v'chulei. He says, I go to shul on Shabbos. That's what he told me. I don't need to do all these things. I go to shul on Shabbos. Ad kan dvarov. And he showed me out the house. I finished with him. I didn't want to hear. When it comes to Ruchnius, we're samer b'chelkoi. Only by gashmius are we always desire and aspire more and more. That's very dangerous. What happens? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes us fall. When we fall, all of a sudden we realize, what? I don't even have what I have. I thought I'm a certain level. I was samer. But now I realize I'm not even on that level. I fell down. And now comes an opportunity. The opportunity now, even the person who sameach b'chelkoi recognizes he needs to get back where he was. He recognizes he fell. Now he revs his engine. He now presses the accelerator down to get up where he was. Once you're pressing the accelerator, your motor is now roaring. You're on. Now you can reach a level, not only where you were, you can actually reach higher. Because you're on fire now. Sheva yipol tzadik v'kam, says the Stipler. Yeah, but when you fall, it's an opportunity that you it wakes you up. You realize that's not. I thought I was at the right level. Even I understand I fell. Now's the chance to wake up and to work hard to get back to where you were, and now you get back even more. So that's Pshat in the Pasuk. Bimkoy mashiyom alem lo amiatem. The same place they were told, you are my nation. So they realize we've fallen, we're in a bad situation. Now you could use that opportunity to become so high. Of course, we shouldn't look for such opportunities. A person shouldn't want to fall. Correct. But once it comes our way, you should know it's a chance to grow. It's a chance to reach even a higher level than you were before. In Perek Gimel, Pasuk Aleph. Ve'ele toldois Aaron u'Moshe. V'yoyim diber Hashem al Moshe b'Har Sinai. These are the descendants of Aaron and Moshe. Ve'ele shmois b'nei Aaron. And these are Aaron's children. Nadav v'Avihu Elozer v'Isamar. We start off by being told, the Torah is going to tell us the descendants of Aaron and Moshe. But the Torah actually only tells us the descendants of Aaron. What happened to Moshe's descendants? Says Rashi, quoting the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf New Testament base. Lefi shelimdon Torah. Since Moshe taught Torah to Aaron's children. Nikra told us Moshe. They're called Moshe's children since he taught them Torah. It's as if they're his children. Shukala melame des ben chaveroi Torah. Ma'alo olav akosuf ki'ilu yoldoi. You teach your friend's child Torah. It's ki'ilu yoldoi, as if you gave birth to him. And therefore these are toldos Moshe. The Gemara in Sanhedrin over there says the same thing. A person who raises an adopted child, a yosem yosemo, ki'ilu yoldoi, as if you gave birth to him. In the Chochma Shloima on the Shulchan Aruch, Eben Ezer, Simon Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Simon Aleph, Halacha Aleph, the Chochma Shloima wants to know, a person who raises a Yosayim, is he Mekayim Pruruvu? Can he fulfill his mitzvah Pruruvu by raising a Yosayim, an orphan child? Because could we say it's Ki'ilu, Ki'ilu Yoldai, the Toldos of Moshe, Ki'ilu Yoldai? Is he really fulfilled Puruvu? Says the Chochma Shloima, it all depends. When we say Ki'ilu, is it really Ki'ilu or it's Ki'ilu? It's interesting Hashkofa, the Divrei Chazal. When Chazal say Ki'ilu, does it mean it means 100% or does it mean 50%? What does it actually mean, Ki'ilu? Ki'ilu Yoldai. Nafkamina Yumakayim Puruvu. If it's really your child, ki'ilu is not your child, you mekayim puruvu. If it's ki'ilu yolda, meaning it's like, it's an idea, it's a message, it's a theme, you're not mekayim puruvu. Says the Chochma Shloima, it's in fact the machlekes between the Prisha and the Taz. It's in Shulchan Aruch, says that you have to be mechabed your parents. The Torah also says you have to mechabed your Rebbe even more than your parents. What do you mean? Question is, but since the both hukash l'shamayim, my Rebbe I'm also mechabed kamer l'shamayim, my parents as well kamer l'shamayim. So how is it I'm mechabed my Rebbe more than my parents? Says the Prisha, no, it's Ki'ilu. When Chazal say it's Ki'ilu, it doesn't mean exactly the same. It's true your parents are Hukash L'Shamayim. It's not exactly the same. Your Rebbe is more. And the Taz argues, says, no. When you say Ki'ilu, it means literally. Says the Chochma Shloima, this is what's going to happen over here. When Ki'ilu Yoldai, according to the Prisha, it's just an idea. It doesn't really mean literally Yoldai. Not Mekayim Puruvu. But according to the Taz, when he says Ki'ilu, it's Kepshutai, Ki'ilu Yoldai. It's an interesting Hashkofa to Divrei Chazal. When Chazal give ideas, does it mean 100% literally, or it's just 50%? How Ki'ilu is Ki'ilu? What? That's how the Chochma Shloima says. We are almost Erev Shavuos. I want to share with you a kasha I've had for a few years. Maybe you'll give me a teretz. There's a famous Igle Tal. Igle Tal, there was a Sochachova. World famous Igle Tal. In his introduction to the Igle Tal, he brings, I've heard, a toast meforsam. This mistake. What is better? To learn Torah when it's geschmack and you enjoy it? Or to learn Torah when you don't enjoy it, when it's dry? What is better? He said, it's a toss to force him to think. It's better to learn Torah when it's dry and boring and it's difficult and not interesting. And you don't enjoy it. It's better. Why? Because you're learning Lishma. If it's interesting and Geshmak, so you're getting, it's intellectually interesting. It's exciting. In Venoshin, they would smoke on Shabbos and speak in learning. What for? It was Geshmak, they enjoyed it. No. So it's better to be learning when it's dry, uninteresting, boring, painful. Because then you know you're learning Lishma. If you're enjoying it, then you have a personal agenda. You're just curious. It's intellectually attractive. It's a toast mefursam. Says the Igrei Tal, Adarabba, to the contrary. Ikar limud ha-Torah is to enjoy it. Umis'aneg b'limudai. Why? Because if you enjoy your learning, it gets engraved in your bones. Because the enjoyment creates a dveikus. It creates a connection. And he has two sources he brings. Source number one, the Rashi in Sanhedrin, Nun Chesamut Aleph, explaining the pasuk v'dovak be'ishtoi v'loi b'zochor. There's a prohibition to be for mishkav zochor is also. It says v'dovak v'loi b'zochor. Where do you learn it from? Says Rashi, mitoich she'ena nishkav nene and nidbak imoy. By mishkav zochor, the other part is not nene. It says no dveikus. Says the Miglita, you see from here that so what creates dveikus? It is hanor. Without hanor, there's no dveikus. So this was the first raya it brings from mishkav zochor. Raya number two from the Zohar. The Zohar says that the yetzer hatov is misgadel through simcha shel Torah. The yetzer hatov grows through simcha of Torah. It makes it grow. Says the Igrei Tal, if simcha in Torah is a chisaron, if simcha in Torah takes down the value of the Torah because you're enjoying it, if Torah is better to be learned when it's difficult and painful, so the Yetzer HaTov should be growing when there's no Simcha of Torah. The fact that Zohar says that Simcha of Torah creates the growth of the Yetzer HaTov, it's a raya, it's something you want, that's positive. Elo says, Haloimedu mis'aneg, kuloi koidesh ki gama tainug mitzvah. This is the famous Igrei Tal. A Talmud of Shlomo Zalman told me, he learned by Shlomo Zalman in Shir, in Kol Torah. And after Shir, Shlomo Zalman asked him, tell me, is it mutar to have an hanor from Torah or asur? So he said, the Igrei Tal. So you know the Igrei Tal. So why didn't you do it? Why didn't you fulfill the mitzvah? I thought you didn't know the Igrei Tal, so you're very tight, you're very upset. I said, you know the Igrei Tal, no? So why didn't you know mitzvah simcha? Shlomo Zalman told him, there was a certain bocher who he was a genius, and he would mechaven, he would himself work at himself the shaylas of the rishonim and achronim. A very bright bocher. Rav Shlomo Zalman said that nothing will come out of this guy. He's not going to be successful in Torah. Why? I see he has no anor. He has no geshmak. He's so cold. Nothing's going to come out of him. V'kach hava. He didn't stay in learning. Because Torah is with geshmak. Torah you have to enjoy. Ad kan Igrei Tal. I'm sure you've heard this before. It's the famous Igrei Tal. It's a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah. It creates a dveikus to have anor in Torah. And I want to ask you, ad kan is Igrei Tal. What I don't understand is the koilo, my koilo. What was the hava mina? Atu b'shuftene askinon. What were they thinking? Who are these Torah mefursam? What are these people thinking? That the Igrei Tal has to be arrived from the Zohar or from Mishkav Zochor. I don't understand the Hava Amina. We say every day in Birkat HaTorah, V'harev no Hashem Elokeinu. It's in the bracha. It's dinner the Gemara. V'harev no Hashem Elokeinu. We say every day by Ma'ariv. We say V'nismach b'divrei Torasecha. We say it every day. So what was the havamin of the Igvei Tal? Yes? Oh. Please. Okay. But see that. Why we die? If it's a chisaron, even what's the difference? Why it's happening? If it's, if being sweet is a chisaron because you're not learning mishmo, you're enjoying
maybe
it.
Maybe it's better. You learn something dry.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, realize how sweet it is. It's like they say with nutrition. Right?
Yeah.
Someone is eating cake all the time. He doesn't appreciate fruits and vegetables. When he gives up sugar, he finds the sweetness in the fruits and the vegetables. He enjoys them.
Okay. So you're saying that the tefillah of Harav Noah would have been that we'll learn it's right, and after an hour later, boom, it'll become Gishmak.
And that's Kachab and learning. The person of Harav was on a Suyuk, it was difficult in the beginning, and the sweetness comes at the end of the beginning.
And what's the Maskana? That's the Tosam Fulsam. And the Maskana should have Arivas from the beginning, arrows from the beginning. That's their mistake. You know, the Shas HaLimud, they think you shouldn't have Ano. Just you say, Ano will come afterwards. And the Maskon is? From the beginning.
Yesh Lion, Shkoyach, Yesh Lion.
Sorry, what? I'm sorry, suggesting that. They were thinking the Shas HaLimud, you shouldn't enjoy it. You learn Lishmo. Just Hano will come afterwards. A delayed Hano.
The test is you need both. That's the test.
Yeah.
You know that you enjoy it at
the
beginning, and you make it
better
when
you're
at the end.
But the Hano should be at the end. That's not. It's no chisson. It's a maida to have a no all the time, because you make you dovuk. We get connected to things we love, things we enjoy.
Not enjoy, isn't that somehow giving effect to the Yetzirah? So we're not enjoying anything. We value other things more than this.
Yeah.
So the question would be learning this language, but not enjoying learning would mean something that's better than.
You said, what are they thinking?
So someone who learns, the question does not apply. It's saying, you learn and you are sad, that means it's a great thing, so if you are forcing yourself. It means you are giving an option to people. It's not the enjoyable thing, there's other things.
Yeah, but at least I know, at least they're claiming, at least I know I'm doing the Shema. At least I know why am I learning now? It's only, it's cool in the Shema, not for myself. It's the Shema. That's what they were thinking. The Gemara in Shabbos, Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph says, "B'shoah shemachnisim odom ledin, oyim imloi, nosato beimuna, kovato itim la Torah, where you kovei times for Torah." The Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Chovav Amud Aleph says that Levi came to this place, and someone asked him, "Kovon planya." Levi didn't know what he was talking about. Kavon planya. He didn't know what it means, the word kavon. Came to the Beis Medrash, and they told him, gazlan ka'omaloch. Because the Pasuk says, hayikva adam elokim, which means, did you steal from, are you stealing from Hashem? Shkiatem koivim, oh, you see, you're stealing from me. V'amartem b'merka v'anucho, how you steal from Hashem? Ha'maise v'atrumo. By not giving ma'aseh v'truma, you're stealing from Hashem. So they told him that kavon planya means someone stole from me. says the Shari Tshuva, the Shari Tshuva in Orachayim Siman Kufnun Vav, he says that when they come to Shemayim and they ask you Kovat Itim Latorah, it means did you steal for a Torah? Steal? What does that mean? Steal? I should steal? No, you should have stolen. You should steal for Torah. What am I supposed to steal? Says the Shari Tshuva, because if a person waits to learn when he's slept, all the sleep he needs to sleep, he's eaten all the food he has to eat, when he has nothing to do, there's nothing else interesting around, then it won't happen. A person has to kaver itin haTorah means to steal. What does that mean? Steal a bit from your sleep, steal a bit from your comfort, steal a bit from your meal. That's what it means. Kovatin haTorah, did you steal for Torah? I found even in Halacha this actually comes up, because the Shach says in Choy Shemish Mereit Tzadik Beis, if you lend a sefer to a Talmud Chochem, the Talmud Chochem can copy from your sefer, even without your consent. Even if you don't agree, you can copy, because the pasuk says in Mishlei, Lo yavuzu laganov ki yignoiv, lemale nafshei ki yirov. A ganov was hungry. You can't look down at him for stealing because he was hungry. Same thing. Tam Tochem who copies the sefer is not available, and he copies. Even though you don't agree, it's muta. So the Shach says in Chayshe Mishpat, Mamish kipshutai, stealing for Torah. Okay, Lachon Amayis will be something else, but just the concept. One last point, we'll finish. Bachoydesh Hashlishi, we read in Parashat Yisroi, read the pasuk. Bachoydesh Hashlishi Rotzeis Mei Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim. Bayoyim Hazeh Bo Midbar Sinai. Says the Or HaChaim, why did it take so long? Why did it take 3 months to get from Mitzrayim to Har Sinai? Bachoydesh Hashlishi. Why so much time? Because Baruch Hu can't bring them there in one day. Says the Or HaChaim, because they weren't ready yet. Since they need to go through 7 weeks, which is like the Mea Zovo, days of Tahara, since they're coming from Eretz Mitzrayim, they had to purify themselves. They weren't ready for Kabbalah HaTorah. Says the Or HaChaim still, okay, Pseido, true. But why did they have to hang around in the Midbar? Hashem could have brought them straight to Har Sinai and wait. When they're ready, after 50 days, they'll get the Torah. Why do you have to go on a tiyul? They have to go around the Midbar. Go straight to Har Sinai and be ready. Come early for shul. What's wrong with that? Says the Or HaChaim, an unbelievable lo yu'uman ki yusupor, what he says. Says the Or HaChaim, a chosen can wait for the kala. And the chosen knows he got engaged. The wedding will take place in 2 months' time. He'll wait 3 months' time, 4 months' time, half a year's time. By the dinner of the Gemara, a year's time that waits. That he could wait. But when the kara's there, when the chuppah's come, he can't wait anymore. He can't hold himself back. Says Or HaChaim, Lo Yu'uman Ki Yusupor, he says, Kivyochol, Kivyochol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love, we're like the kala. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could tolerate that we're not there, that the hope is delayed. The kala is not ready. The kala has to go through Tahar. The kala has Tumas Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Chosn, Kivyochol, could tolerate that. So we go on a tiyul around the Midbar. But were we to arrive at Har Sinai early, and the Chosn couldn't stop. The Chosn couldn't stop. And we're still in Maim Tesh Shari Tumah, we've got the Torah. Therefore, the Chosn was forced to keep us away. Ad Kedei Kach. That's what the Or HaChaim says. We see from here the Ahava Kodesh Baruch Hu has for us. The Ahava, he has tremendous Ahava. He wants to give us the Torah. All we need to do is prepare ourselves to be ready to be a Kli. Hashem will give us the Torah. should be zeicha to be mekayim all the things, to be an individual, to be ourselves, but still part of the community, realizing that we're not all the same. The different communities, different shvatim. We have to respect that. Not everyone has their avodas Hashem, but as long as we're all centered around, we're all trying to bring to the gilui hashchina, kvod shamayim, the Torah, then that's fine. It's not a chisaron. As long as we're all focused on the same idea, if we fall, we should know it's an opportunity to rise. That we should be realize how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us the Torah. We should steal time for Torah, stealing from our comfort, stealing time from other things, cutting some corners for the kavati to my Torah. And the next Shabbat Zad Hashem, in a few minutes, we'll discuss, is it a good idea to stay up the whole night of Shavuos and sleep during davening? Is it a good idea or not a good idea? What should be done? Thank you very much.